from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Jeremy White.
I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice.
And Joe DiBiase.
I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. We are here to talk about practice and some other things as well. Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
All day. Another day here at St. John Fisher. Joe's more prepared. You've got a you got a hoodie on.
I've got a hoodie on.
I've got a hoodie as well.
It's much more comfortable having a hoodie on. It's actually even chillier today than yesterday.
I think that's right.
I think that's right. I saw the first number of the temperature was a 5 for this morning here at St. John Fisher.
Well, it's going to be beautiful back in Buffalo. I think it's expected to be beautiful here as well. Mm-hmm. It's a it's a great time. Great time. Good Friday morning. We are live at St. John Fisher for another day of Bills training camp. And a big show on the way today in terms of a bunch of guests. We'll get Sal Capaccio, his recap at 7 o'clock on yesterday's practice and a preview of, the weekend moving into week two of training camp. I guess it's kind of week two. Sal Mariana from here in Rochester joins us at 8 o'clock. Tyler Dunn at 8:30 of GoLongTD.com. And Sean McDermott. We are expecting Sean McDermott to sit down with us at 9:15 this morning, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. So there's your guest schedule. And if you want to join us, we have the ability to take your phone calls, chat about whatever you're thinking about here on the airwaves as well. You can call us at 803-0550. I wanted to start with a little side topic, fun topic, which is, I don't know if I saw a viral catch yesterday, but I saw a viral throw.
Okay, was the throw by Sam Darnold?
No.
Because I saw one of those.
Okay,
there's a viral Sam Darnold.
We got to get the viral camp throw counter now.
Yeah.
See who's winning.
The VTC.
Yes.
The VTC.
We're tracking the viral camp catch counter. Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman, all the rookies. Well, the viral throw counter, you haven't seen the throw from Caleb Williams, huh?
I have not seen the Caleb Williams throw, no. Is this, like, going to be, what, Mahomes comparisons all through social media?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he does play like Mahomes.
He tries to. He's usually pretty good at it.
Without the success, without saying he's going to be as good, if you're looking at straight style, that's Mahomes.
Okay, that throw is Mahomes.
Yeah.
He is jumping. He's running. It really is a Mahomes throw. He is running to the left, so cross body, and he leaps in the air. Like, when he throws the ball, he is more than a foot, both his feet are a foot off the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a Mahomes throw.
It's a Mahomes throw.
That's a Mahomes throw. That's like that's your wrist did the whole work of your throw. Like, you just flick the wrist, and the rest of your body is just, like, all over the place, but whatever, because
it's
perfect.
Well, this comparison, this point has been made about the way quarterbacks play now, right? This is throwing from all platforms is how they say it in football terminology.
Sure, yeah.
The other way to say it is it's playing quarterback like a shortstop. This is a throw. A shortstop makes the first base.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That's what Mahomes does. You know, Mahomes played plenty of baseball. He's not the only one. There are quarterbacks, the athlete quarterbacks and the guys that can move and throw on the move, they play the position, they throw the ball like a baseball and like a shortstop. And here's Caleb Williams doing that. And I was thinking on the drive in about Caleb Williams and the Bears, and there's actually a connection here to the Bills, which, if you'll allow, you know, I know it doesn't work this way, but if I was a Bears fan, I would be very optimistic that it's going to work out with Caleb Williams and what they've built. Not because of what they've actually have, but eventually it's supposed to work out for everybody.
Yes.
Look who's good now.
Law of averages.
Look who's good now. The Bills. The Lions.
The Bills and the Lions.
The Lions are good. If you're the Bears, you're like, come on. It's got to be. The Browns are respectable.
The Browns are,
Chiefs are a dynasty.
Before we even get to the Chiefs, aren't those three teams historically like the biggest jokes of the last, at least since the 90s, right?
The Bengals had a run of ineptitude, but they got a little better with Andy Dalton.
Right.
But
the Chiefs having a dynasty, though, even that is. Like, they've been respectable. But kind of forever, but never a successful like winner.
No, to me
champion.
they were always a team that was mediocrity.
What about the Jaguars? Okay. They're not the best, but they're usually like who's the team that's winning one or two games? Isn't it usually the Jaguars?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, the Texans too.
If
the Texans are historically
if
bad.
You're the Bears, you're like it's either us or Washington. Someone's about to be good because some new franchise is due to have a good couple of years.
Isn't the Bears even more specific than that, though? Like, it should work out for everybody eventually at quarterback.
Yes.
Like, eventually you should get you do it long enough, you take enough swings at the plate. You're good. Like the Bills. What's the list? Look at the list of quarterbacks between Kelly and Allen. Like they Fitz and Edwards and Lossman, and you go on and on and on and on, and eventually, you try enough times, you should get the guy. And the Bears are kind of like the Lions for me in a way. Like, the Lions, although with the team success, for 60 years never had a team this good. Like, eventually, it's almost incredible that they never had a team that good. It's maybe equally as incredible that Sid Luckman is still the all-time leading passer for the Chicago Bears. Like, how is it possible that they've gone a half a century, more than that, without ever landing on a really good quarterback?
Not even really good. Just kind of good. It's been so long for the Bears. One of my favorite stats I used to like to look up was how many seasons your team has had a quarterback start every game. Okay? Because that's continuity. That's, this guy's good enough to play. Josh Allen's going to be a lot of those seasons for the Bills. Tom Brady, a lot of seasons. If you're good, you play all the games in a season, or like 15, and then you rest.
Sure, yep.
Quarterbacks that have started 16 games for the Bears. First off, when's the last year the Bears had a quarterback start all 16 games?
Did Trubisky do it? So like 2019?
It's 2009.
Oh, I was off by a decade?
16 games.
So Trubisky, is that Cutler?
Trubisky had a 15 start. Yeah, Cutler.
Okay.
Grossman 06, and the third guy back is 1995, Eric Kramer.
Yikes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, three in the last 30 years?
They have so many seasons. You know, Fields and Tyson Bagent. By the way, remember Tyson Bagent's moment in the sun? Yes, that was last year.
Omitted that name.
Last
year.
Completely. That's right. Remember the articles that Justin Fields needs to learn a little something from Tyson Bagent?
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay. Is he the guy? I mean, Collinsworth does this with everybody, but didn't he?
He said that. He compared him to Mahomes.
He was the one who said that?
He compared Tyson Bagent to Mahomes.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. He compared Tyson Bagent to Mahomes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Simeon, Peterman, Dalton, Foles, Chase Daniel, Peterman. Mike Glennon, Brian Hoyer, Jimmy Clausen, Josh McCown, Jason Campbell, Caleb Haney.
Oh, my, what a list. But Caleb Haney, who played in an NFC Championship game for that Bears team.
Jeez.
I think Cutler maybe started the game and got hurt like
got
the first drive.
Yeah.
And then it was a Caleb Haney NFC. By the way, that's the only time Aaron Rodgers ever made it to a Super Bowl. He had to beat Caleb Haney. Just throwing it out there.
Well, anyway, I was thinking about all that Bears. With the Bears and Caleb Williams because
he should cruise to being their best quarterback of all time, right?
It wouldn't take much.
It is, if you're a Bears fan, isn't that the minimum for him to be the successful pick at number one overall? Like the expectation, the minimum expectation, if you're a Bears fan for this guy, is you've got to be our greatest quarterback we've ever seen. And again, that's not even that high a bar. It's kind of, it actually reminds me of Kincaid here. Like Kincaid, when they picked him last year, I remember thinking, all right, the minimum goal here should be Dalton Kincaid is the greatest Bills tight end we've ever seen. And with that should come, that's not that great.
Yep.
Just like the Bills have never had a great tight end in their entire history. So just being the greatest the team's ever seen, the fan base has ever seen, shouldn't be that high a bar. I mean, if I'm a Bears fan, that is, you got to at least be that if you're Caleb Williams, which is what, again, like a 4,000-yard passer?
Oh, it's not much at all. Yeah, not much at all.
There was a stat a couple years ago that Tom Brady in his 40s only would be the all-time Bears passer, or maybe would be their all-time leader in passing touchdowns. They are, for the first time in my life, interesting.
Yeah.
Because of the quarterback and the weapons, too.
If I could be Grandpa, the last time they were interesting in 1985, of course, the Super Bowl shuffle and that whole deal and the 85 Bears defense. And there was a brief moment in time where Jim Harbaugh was their quarterback. I guess Cutler had some time as well. Dick Geron won a Coach of the Year. The Bears will come in here for a preseason game, which is not that far away. We're less than a week away from the start of the preseason with the Hall of Fame game.
Which they'll be in.
Yep. And the Bills have their blue and red scrimmage a week from today, so that's at Highmark Stadium. That'll be a good opportunity for everyone to go out and not only see the Bills, but see the new stadium and the progress it's making.
15 days from the preseason game against the Bears.
All right.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
So 2 weeks from tomorrow, I bet we see Caleb Williams, and it might be his first ever action.
Yeah.
But we saw Anthony Richardson's first ever action.
He didn't
play that much on the year, but he played against the Bills last year, made some impressive plays, I thought, in that preseason game.
Yep.
You know, I don't give you too much on the preseason, but athleticism and this kind of throw from Caleb Williams, it's a practice, but not everybody can do that. And if you're a quarterback that can do that, that's having a leg up. So, anyway, good for Caleb Williams, good for the Bears. They've got to be good eventually. They've got to be good eventually.
I really like how they've done it, too. Like, it's a little jealousy, I guess. Not too much, because the Bills have Allen, so I don't want to go that far with it. But they have leaned all the way into, let's surround our quarterback with the best possible crop of wide receivers that we can. Like, they already had a pretty good number one. Not like an elite number one, but a pretty good number one in DJ Moore. And, again, it's very different. The Bills have a $50 million quarterback, almost, and the Bears have a rookie quarterback contract. But their offseason was, oh, we've already got a really good receiver and a pretty good tight end, by the way. Let's go trade for Keenan Allen.
Yep.
And then, you know what? While we're at it, why don't we go also spend the 9th overall pick on another top receiver? And they're walking into the year with, I've been looking at these lists of like Warren Sharp or Bill Barnwell. Different sites are like ranking position groups around the league, and I've often just scrolled right down to the Bills. Where are the Bills a receiver? Like, Warren Sharp has them 28th. Bill Barnwell, for overall pass catchers, has them 23rd. I've kind of scrolled right past, like, where would the Bears be on that list? Would they be
four?
Would they be top five?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
They're awesome at receiver. That's part of it. Like, they've got the quarterback and the weapons.
Well, we don't know
like,
if they have the quarterback.
They have never been that type of team.
We don't know if they have the quarterback. They have a reason to believe they have a quarterback.
Right.
But we don't know how good he might be just yet. That'll take some time. They're interesting. There's no doubt about that. That division is interesting. The NFC North. Jordan Love looks amazing already, right?
Yep.
He played 8 amazing games, and he's going to make $60 million soon. The Lions should have gone to the Super Bowl, right? So
yeah.
it's good times in the NFL as we get closer to the season. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. There's your early morning take on the Bears.
Viral throw counter. Caleb Williams won. Does Allen have one yet?
I don't think so.
Mahomes, the worthy pass that was like the first viral clip of all the camps.
It was really more of a viral throw than a viral catch.
I was going to say, like, we gave it to Worthy because he does beat everyone down the field and catch it. But
Mahomes turning on a dime and throwing it 62 yards.
Like, he's rolling out left and same thing, like, flips his hips around and then just chucks it 60 yards in the air.
Yeah.
So he had one. I mentioned there was one by Darnold yesterday. Not that it was, like, that crazy. But him and Jefferson appear to be linking up early on. So, yeah, we don't have an Allen one yet. We have one Coleman one. Did we get a viral catch yesterday to add to the list?
There have been a good number of catches, right? Like,
yeah.
We've been okay.
Yeah.
Coleman. Shavers. Shavers had a great catch. Didn't make, you know, the viral rounds. The viral catch comes down to not only the catch itself, but the marketing of it. Does the social media team push it out?
I kind of want to give Shavers a point for the catch he made, which, like, the ball is, like, he's pinning the ball between his helmet, the side of his helmet, and his hand, but I haven't seen that on video anywhere. We saw it live.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. Half credit. He didn't go viral, but it was worthy of being viral.
Well, McDermott today, Sal today, Sal Mariana, and Tyler Dunn as well. There's some spicy Bills news today.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't see the spicy Bills.
Did I miss the spicy Bills?
There's two things to get to. Two things. One, we've got video of Matt Milano and a little bit of speculation that he does not look 100%.
Okay, that I saw.
That we can get to.
Yeah.
The other thing is about Terry Pegula and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
From Tim Graham. Tim Graham has a piece up at The Athletic where he wrote about the changing leadership group with the Bills. And there's a passage here in this where it's about Allen's leadership style and what Pegula wants Allen to be.
Yeah.
That he has not been yet. And the phrase is, I'll read you the line here, because it's a little paragraph on Allen and leadership.
Okay.
Bills owner Terry Pegula has implored Sean McDermott and general manager Brandon Bean to coax more of an executive demeanor out of Allen, a transformation that never took last year and likely added to Allen's ruddy play through 10 games. Allen seemed to confirm he's been reflecting on that criticism. Quote, as a franchise quarterback, guys that get their second contract, you're not getting paid just to be the quarterback. You're getting paid to be the best leader that you can be. The best quarterback obviously comes with that. Leadership looks like a lot of different things. You wear many hats in this building. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing. I feel like I'm one of the guys, and sometimes I have to remind myself that you're looked at a little bit differently. Guys rely on you a little bit more.
That is not the most surprising thing to me, given that, you know, that's kind of how Allen has talked in the past, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've heard him on, whether it's Pardon My Take or it's, you know, one of these golf streams that he's doing on YouTube with different people, that kind of is how he comes off, where whenever he gets asked about dynamic with teammates, it's very often like that he's one of the guys. So I guess I'm not stunned to hear Tim Graham writing this about Josh Allen. It, you know, the thought, though, that immediately popped in my head as you started reading that is, should I add this to the list of potential reasons that they moved on from Stephon Diggs? Do they feel like they had, like, I would just wonder, I don't know at all, but I would just wonder, do they feel like Allen as a leader couldn't come out the same way when you have such an alpha in the room already? Like, Diggs came off as who's the guy on the sidelines that's coming over to give Josh the pep talk? You know, who's the guy in the Cincinnati game that when Hamlin goes down that is gathering the team around him, trying to fire everybody up of, hey, if we got to go out here and do this, we got to do it. Who's the guy that's doing that? And it quite often was Diggs. So, I don't know. Again, I don't know if I need to attach those two things, but it's something that popped into my mind as you started reading there.
Well, in the article, in the story, you don't have to attach just those two things.
Yeah.
Tim writes about how all the captains are gone.
Right.
Pretty much.
Davis.
Except for Vaughn.
Diggs, Hyde,
Tyler Medikevich.
Tyler Medikevich.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
All the leaders are gone. So there's this leadership void that, okay, they want him to step into. So to me, Joe, there are two. I almost want to put up a Twitter poll about this, and maybe I will. Or we'll ask you at 803-0550. Which of the two is this story about? Pegula or Allen? Terry Pegula has asked his coach and GM to coax something out of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
For some listening, that'll be about the owner. And for some, that'll be about the quarterback.
Right.
He's in year seven.
Yep. Yep.
He's in year seven. He's one of the. He's not. I guess he's not one of the highest paid quarterbacks anymore. A lot of guys have passed him.
He's 11th or something.
And more will. Yeah. But he's in year seven, and the owner of the team is telling the coach and the GM, I feel like you've got to change him.
Mm-hmm.
He is, of course. People talk about him as their favorite teammate ever, right? Like they love him, Allen. They love him. His friends get to be the backup quarterback. That's a routine that happens around here. That's fine. My feeling on a lot of this stuff is, and it's from that graph I read, leadership is in the eye of the beholder. We do this all the time. We are on the outside, and we watch and say, look at that leadership. Look at him talking to his teammates. Leadership. I mean, who knows if it actually is. We view it a certain way. The story about Nathan MacKinnon with the Colorado Avalanche, who screams at teammates at practice if a pass is bad.
Or he'll go over to them at, like, the lunch table, and if they're eating
something unhealthy,
he'll slam the table. Come on, man.
If that team is in 19th place, he's a malcontent. If they're in second, he's a leader.
Right.
So leadership is in the eye of the beholder here. But let's not forget this kind of story coming out today from Tim. A year ago, we sat here, and one of the main themes of camp was that Josh Allen was never more focused on football.
Yeah.
That was a year ago.
Yeah.
So, for whatever reason.
But that doesn't mean.
They felt the need. He felt the need. People felt the need. It was just a point. I don't even really know where it came from.
Yeah.
But that was a consistent refrain that he was more focused on football. Again, like, that kind of leads you to say, like, what, was he not focused enough? Sure. Right. If you want to make that guess, I don't know. I'm not making that accusation. I just know that was one of the routine things said last year. Fast forward 1 year, here's Tim writing, the owner has pushed the coach and the GM to try to reach him to be more of an executive, more of a leader, and less of one of the guys.
Yeah. I guess for me, it comes off more about the quarterback than it does about the owner. Like, I don't know what they've seen from him on this front, but if you have seen a guy that's, hey, kind of one more of one of the guys, and yeah, right, how last year was about more being focused on football, I don't know, like, don't you want him to kind of take over and be like the head of the dragon a little bit, not just a 111th? Like, you are, even though you mentioned, like, he's not the highest paid quarterback in football, far from it at this point. Like, he's by far the highest paid player on the team. They have a large investment in him, clearly. You want him to kind of be that guy, don't you? And, like, focus on football doesn't necessarily mean focused on, like, this almost would even be separate from football. Focused on football to me means more about, like, you know, film analysis and, like, workout regimen and stuff like that. Like, to me, what this kind of reads more like is holding teammates accountable, being kind of, like, above some teammates, but in a good way, because you're the one that's keeping everybody in check, or you're the one that's demanding things out of them. I don't know. Like, it, again, maybe that's a maturity thing, too, with Allen. I mean, he is, how old is he now? 27 years old. Maybe that's something that you grow into a little bit, and maybe it just hasn't happened yet, and the owner and the team has gone like, all right, can you do this now? Especially now with all the captains being removed, like, there's no one else here that is above you in this regard, right? There's no, you're the veteran now. 7 years in the league, how many players on offense outrank him for that? Anybody? Mac Hollins, but, like, right. He's a depth receiver.
Right.
Dawkins, I guess, right? So he would be one of the leaders of their offense. Dawkins and Knox, is that pretty much it? Like, the deck's been cleared for you to kind of take over the locker room. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like it reads more like it would be about the quarterback in that way.
For some it will. For some it'll read about the owner. Because if you read the replies to Tim's post, there's a lot of, get out of here, Terry Pegula. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of responses of that nature. And Tyler Dunn, we're going to talk about a lot of things. Tyler Dunn's coming up today at 8:30. Want a clip from his piece from way back when? Remember the finger quotes here, hit piece? Remember
sure.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler had a piece here about Allen in here, quoting an ex-Bill.
Yeah.
Josh isn't that guy. He's not going to be that way with the head coach, where he's rah-rah, mercilessly, Brady, Rodgers,
yeah.
Manning. He's not that guy. It's a personality deal. That's just who he is. He wants to run through your face, establish the fact he's the biggest alpha male dog quarterback in the history of pro football. He just might not be aligned with the saying, are you ready for it?
Uh-huh.
The word of the day, you heard it a million times. He just might not have the same process
uh-huh.
as a certain someone else, alluding to McDermott. And this is where I feel like a really comfortable landing spot. It's a little bit of a cop-out, but I also feel like it's reality because of narratives. Leadership's the eye of the beholder. Joe Montana threw a touchdown pass to John Taylor to win a Super Bowl, and the story is that before the play, or on the drive, he pointed out that John Candy was in the stands. Is he not focused?
Yeah. He's like, hey, look over there. Is that John Candy over there? But so I was like, Joe, we got to drive to win the Super Bowl.
Right. What are you thinking about, man? Like, but he's cool as a cucumber. Hey, right. Look at that. John Candy's here. Anyway,
right.
You know,
right.
ZX935, on three, go. Touchdown, we won the Super Bowl. So there's probably a sport here. There's probably a point here about sports in general, youth sports.
Yeah.
The Bradyfication of the world. Everybody thinks you should be Brady or Jordan. How about the Jordan documentary?
The Jordan documentary yeah.
kind of paves the way for everyone to be a ruthless
jerk
because, well, Jordan did it,
yeah.
so that's how I should be too.
The other individual I would throw into that is Kobe.
Yes.
Kobe and maybe even his death too. Like he's become even more of an icon since then. And what is the conversation every time he comes up? It's how ruthless and how much of a psycho competitor he was.
Yep.
Right? Those three might be the top of the list for the change there.
I'm
over here appreciating my man over in Denver, Nikola Jokic, who wins the title last year.
He's like, doesn't care.
I just want to go see my horses,
right.
man.
Doesn't care. Doesn't care. So I find it newsworthy, worth talking about, but also I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they have a major problem.
I was going to say, does that mean he can't win?
No, of course not. It might mean, well, whatever. It might mean people look at him in a different way. But we'll see. 803-0550. I think it's an interesting conversation, a really interesting story. And here's Tim Graham saying the owner of the team wants him to separate himself from teammates.
And also, like, again, as I'm going through this for the first time, really, so you tell me, because you've already been through it, like, it kind of is also, like, Allen is seeming like he hears it. Not that he hears it, but, like, he kind of, like, he understands it. He understands the want for him to be that way, maybe a little bit.
Yes, the quote, I mean, Allen is quoted in the story as having talked about it, saying...
Yeah, here, Allen seemed to confirm he has been reflecting on that criticism, and there's a long quote about...
Right.
Yeah.
Reflecting on the criticism that he doesn't step out enough from teammates, because you're not one of the guys.
Right.
You're not. 803-0550. Give us a call on this. Like, do you feel like it's a story about the owner? A story about the coach?
Mm-hmm.
A story about the quarterback? It's interesting. So... You know, we'll throw it around. We'll ask Sal at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to Tyler, who has a little bit on this, at 8:30. There are plenty of Bills fans, Joe, that just want – just let Josh Allen be a wild, free stallion. And I think I might be closer to that side of it, which is why I just want a million receivers on the team. Just throw it 80 times a game and see what happens.
Right.
Okay. 803-0550 to join us. We're live from Bills training camp. Coverage of Bills training camp is, of course, brought to you by – Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. And brought to you in part by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Jeremy and Joe, back with you. Give us a call on this. I think it's juicy. Where do you come down on the idea that Allen needs to separate more? Because the owner of the team wants that, wants the separation of the quarterback and the rest of the guys a little bit from a leadership standpoint. That's what the story from Tim Graham at The Athletic is. We've tweeted that out. If you want to read that and give us a call, open phone lines. Be happy to chat about it with you here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.